Do you have any advice for something that's more like an obsessive thought or some a hindrance that you use the same thing again and again?
What's the hindrance with an obsessive thought? I mean, an obsessive thought is kind of like a real surface result of a particular hindrance. So you can have an obsessive thought with sensual desire. You can be obsessing about this incredibly beautiful person or this incredibly luscious dessert or whatever. That could be an obsessive thought. You can have an obsessive thought of anger, ill will, you know, just waiting to get back at that person who did you wrong. Or you can have an obsessive thought about a work project that's worrying you or concerning you, and you can't let it go, and you have to feel like you have to solve it or else you're never going to get any rest. You know, that would be like agitation and restlessness. You know, obsessive thought about never having gotten anywhere in this practice and you're a hopeless case, obsessive thought about doubt or whatever. So you have to keep on going back to what's the hindrance, what's the affective feeling, what's the feeling in the body, what's feeding this obsessive thought? Back to the body, back to the hindrance itself. The thought is kind of just a surface manifestation, whether it's obsessive or not.
I was hoping it was like a drop in the cold water taking.
Well, Paul, if you have any insights or answers to any of these questions. Okay. Wondering if we should take a break.